colder temperatures will be moving through a big part of the Midwest as we move through the latter part of this week and into the weekend. It will set the stage for a very chilly couple of days in the southeastern corner of the country. It may actually bring a risk of frost and freezes into Florida citrus country for Sunday and or Monday of next week. A close monitoring of the cold will certainly be warranted, but from a winter wheat perspective, we don't believe there will be any real serious risk of crop damaging conditions. The wheat crop is still sufficiently hardened across a big part of the Midwest, and even though there are some areas that are snow-free, we'll likely see a little bit of snow accumulate before the coldest air settles into the region. And again, temperatures will probably not be as cold as they were a week or so ago when we experienced the last bout of cold temperatures, and for that reason, we don't think will be cold enough to cause any serious crop threat across the heart of the Midwest. The precipitation potentials for the region are going to be rather low for a while. The areas from Nebraska through Iowa, southern Wisconsin, parts of northern Missouri into the northern half of Illinois and northern Indiana will likely see very little precipitation of significance over a big part of the coming week. The storm systems that are going to be impacting the U.S. will come in two general areas. The first will be across the Great Lakes region, the upper portions of the Mississippi River Basin, and the second will be across the Southern Plains into the Delta and a part of the southeastern states. That will leave areas in between, including a big part of the Midwest, in a relatively dry weather pattern. There will be a chance for snow across the upper portions of the Midwest, as I mentioned before. It looks like that will occur mostly as we go from Wednesday night into Thursday. Dusting to a couple of inches of snow will occur with some greater amounts downwind from the Great Lakes region. We'll look for the region up there in the north to get another shot of precipitation, maybe some point in the early to middle part of next week, but it will be a very limited event. Those southern portions of the Midwest that will be vulnerable to precipitation will likely see that come out of this Southern Plains storm system that's underway today. Snow is falling in the Texas Panhandle with rain across parts of Oklahoma at this hour, and we'll likely see that all moving east and northeastward throughout the day today. And by tomorrow morning, we'll likely see snow and rain occurring across portions of the lowermost Ohio River Valley, with Kentucky probably most favored for precipitation. I don't expect the snow to accumulate very well, but there will be some accumulation take place across some of that region. But after that storm system departs, the lower parts of the Midwest will be relatively dry until after the big cold surge passes through the region, which will be over the weekend. Some point early next week, we'll see a wintry mix of precipitation moving across the heart of the Midwest as we return warmer air into the region, and at the same time, we bring a new storm system in from the southwest. Well, temperatures across the region are expected to be a little bit warmer for a couple of days here, but colder weather is certainly on order. We're expecting to see the highs this afternoon in the 20s and 30s across the northern portions of the Midwest, while we'll see some 40-degree readings in the south. And tomorrow, we'll likely see some 40s and lower 50s in southern parts of the region, with some upper 20 and 30-degree readings likely still in the north. After that, though, the cooling trend will start, and Thursday, Friday, and Saturday we'll see temperatures tumble across a big part of the Midwest. High temperatures Friday and Saturday will be limited to the teens and 20s across northern parts of the region, while 30s are expected in the south. Our low temperatures will drop below zero in some of the upper portions of the Midwest, while most other areas will see extreme lows, mostly in the teens with a few upper single-digit readings. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.